This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
In a world filled with chaos and uncertainty, find peace, guidance, inspiration, and wisdom with Abdel Fattah Adeyemi's official app. Download the Abdel Fattah Adeyemi app now and start your journey to a more meaningful, purpose-driven life. Available for free on the App Store and Google Play. Join the community. Transform your life. Edit your universe.
Amongst all the animals that Allah has created, there is one of them that is very close in resemblance to human being, and that is the monkey. Yes, you see, the monkey looks so much like us. It also has five fingers, it has a thumb. The dentition, the facial look of some of the monkeys, they are very close to that of human beings. In fact, some of them, if not for the tail, they are very, very close to human beings. But there's something that the monkey doesn't have. As close to us as it is, the monkey cannot talk. The monkey cannot repeat what we say to it. No matter how smart that monkey is, Allah did not give monkey that power to be able to repeat what we say. But there's another creature, a bird, that doesn't look like us at all in any way. It doesn't have lips like us, but only has beaks. But it can repeat what we say. That is parrot. Why? How come the monkey that looks like us cannot copy us in speech, but the parrot that doesn't have the kind of mouth and dentition that we have can repeat some things is so close to what we say? The reason is Allah doesn't give anybody everything. As a monkey, you cannot look so close to human beings and you will still be able to talk. Let me tell you another one. Amongst the birds that Allah has created, the ones that you and I are very familiar with, that is one of the most beautiful of them, is the peacock. By the time it displays that, you know, the feather, everything, that is a designer bird. But as beautiful as peacock is, it has one of the ugliest sounds that any other bird could make. Why? The peacock cannot sing. You cannot be as beautiful as that and still be able to sing at the same time. Allah doesn't give it all to any creature. Amongst the animals Allah has created that are very huge and big, elephant is one of them. But as big as the elephant is, the neck, does it have neck? Have you noticed? Does the elephant have a neck? Maybe it's very short, very small, with very big head. Rather than for the elephant to complain, Allah compensated the elephant with a long trunk in front of its face. So whatever the elephant will have suffered for not having a neck, Allah has compensated with that trunk. Allah may not give you everything, but he will have compensated you in some ways. Amongst the animals with the longest necks is giraffe. But as long as the long neck is with small head, that's another designer product of Almighty Allah. Small head, long neck. If the loudness of your voice is dependent on the length of your neck, giraffe will have been the loudest animal in the world. But giraffe is dumb. Giraffe doesn't make any sound. It doesn't bray, it doesn't bark, it doesn't whistle, it doesn't do anything. It is just dumb. Meaning you cannot have long neck and have loud voice at the same time. This is how Allah does things. If you now look at your own life as a person, Allah may not give you everything, but he will have compensated you in some ways. Now, because the elephant has very short neck, Allah has compensated with that trunk so it can get something from the tree. The same thing the elephant can get, the same thing the giraffe can also get. The one with long neck and the one with short neck, they will still get the same thing because Allah has compensated everybody with one thing or the other. You may not have something now. If you look at your life, Allah must have compensated you. In fact, if you have bald head, Allah will compensate you with beard. I can remove my cap if you want me to prove it to you. This is how Allah compensates us. So it follows that verse of the Quran we are reading the other time, that فَخُذْ مَا أَتَيْتُكَ وَكُمْ مِنَ الشَّاكِرِينَ. Just accept whatever Allah has given to you and be grateful for it. Because when you are crying that you don't have one thing, then some other people are praying that they should have what you have. This is how Allah has made life. Once you understand this very well, your mind will be at rest and you will find life to be user-friendly. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Download the Abdel Fattah DME app now and start your journey to a more meaningful, purpose-driven life. Available for free on the App Store and Google Play. Join the community. Transform your life. Edit your universe.